Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, no big surprise or breaking news here, but employment in New York City's arts and entertainment sector plummeted by 66% from December 2019 to December 2020. Well, symbolizing both the economy's devastation from the virus and the serious obstacles up ahead. Now, that's the largest drop of all parts of the city's economy, and a full comeback, the kind that makes for great Broadway show themes, largely depends upon substantial government aid. The sector is a cornerstone of the city's ability to attract businesses, residents, and visitors alike, the report said. Yet it relies on audiences who gather to take part in shared experiences, and this way of life has been significantly disrupted, end quote. Well, as I said, no news there. Meanwhile, all those out of work artists try to keep moving in some way, which, by the way, is the title of a show that's been extended on demand through March 7th, which would be Sunday, I believe. Keep Moving is a look into how one group of women preserve their identities as artists and dancers during a time when, well, there are no studios or theaters to move in. Structured in chapters, this visual podcast merges choreography with performance footage, recorded interviews, self-taped personal reflections, at-home rehearsals, and phone conversations. Each chapter responds to the underlying and challenging question of how performers find a way forward while live performances is on pause. Again, that's called Keep Moving. And moving on ourselves, tonight is the last night to see First Love by Samuel Beckett, performed by the great actor Bill Camp. This can be found on the Theater for a New Audience site. The narrator of Beckett's short story, now a monologue, shares ideas about the pleasures of the graveyard. Well, good luck with that one. But here's one that does sound fun. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, coming from Symphony Space, the promos scream, laugh out loud funny, brilliantly entertaining, and a pure delight for author and actress Annabelle Gurwitch and her latest book, You're Leaving When? Annabelle has some great actors like Jessica Hecht, Julia Sweeney, Marisa Tomei, and Charlene Woodard. That is quite a cast to bring her words to life. Again, that's tomorrow via Symphony Space. And here's one I think I'm most looking forward to this week. It sounds eerily resonant and has some great names involved also. It's called Jericho, as in Long Island. We are told that several years after tragedy impacted their lives, a family comes together for Thanksgiving dinner. Yes, one of those. Well, more than a decade ago, Jack Canfora wrote Jericho as an inquiry into America's burgeoning tribalism. Well, those themes of division remain timelier than ever. This one is directed by the actress Marsha Mason and features C.K. Allen, Jill Eikenberry, and Jason O'Connell, among others. Now, pretty much every entity has gone digital in some ways, even City Center's iconic Encore series. Yes, now we can go behind the scenes with Encores Inside the Revival. This is described as a mini documentary series that includes live performances and one-on-one conversations with the directors and artists involved with bringing these productions to the stage. The Revival episodes will be streamed for free on City Center's YouTube channel. First one up is Love Life. Artistic director Jack Bertel and music director Rob Berman discuss this rarely seen 1948 musical, and it features performances by Kate Baldwin, John Edwards, Brian Stokes Mitchell, wow, and more. The team will discuss this rarely seen musical, which depicts more than a century and a half of American history through the eyes of a family that never ages. Other Encore shows are also heading to on-demand status, so keep checking in there. On Tuesday, as in tomorrow, March 2nd, the New York Theater Workshop will use its annual fundraising gala to commemorate its most famous show's silver anniversary with 25 years of Rent, Measured in Love. This largely pre-recorded virtual performance is available to stream all week, features most of the original cast along with some high-profile Rent fans like Lin-Manuel Miranda, Ben Platt, Billy Porter, and Ali Stroker. Or you can head west to take in Julius Caesar from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. This 2017 production features a highly physical storytelling of director Shayna Cooper. Shakespeare's political thriller, of course, shows what happens to power brokers when their motives and means lead to unexpected consequences. That one starts streaming tonight. I did manage to view a few things this past week I just want to mention, starting with The Typist, performed as a benefit for the Williamstown Theater Festival out your way. It's a one act written by Murray Siskel, and it starred the real-life married couple Annette O'Toole and Michael McKean. It was beautifully directed by Austin Pendleton. The story follows a pair of miming typists over several decades. Though the most fun was a talk back after with the three of them. Pendleton told amusing stories about being on stage with Zero Mostel. He inhaled the audience and never did anything twice, he said of Mostel. And they talked about the pros and cons of these Zoom readings. I've gotten kind of used to it, says Pendleton. I find it sort of exciting. Everything is very concentrated, and you don't worry about an audience. Well, that reading came through the Play Per View site, and I hope that Williamstown will make it available somewhere sometime. I also visited the Red Bull Theater Company for a reading. A playwright named Hannah Cowley wrote a play in 1780 called The Bell's Stratagem. Here, 10 excellent actors took part, including last season's, whenever that was, Tony winner Santino Fontana. It was too long, and trying to keep all the characters straight, let alone figuring whose mouth is uttering what among the packed Zoom screen was a challenge, but it was witty and wise ahead of its time. Speaking of the Red Bull, the company is continuing its remarkable podversations, which investigate approaches to essential passages from Shakespeare's works. This week, another of classical theater's power couples, Tony Award nominee Robert Cuccioli and Lila Robbins, will discuss one of the Bard's power couples, Antony and Cleopatra. The performers will read a crucial scene and discuss their approach to character development and romance on stage. It's always nice to offer something for the young folks in the house, as I try to do. So this week it comes from the Cincinnati Children's Theater, a one-woman interactive storytelling experience about a very famous name. Yes, kids will follow Harriet Tubman, the most recognized conductor of the Underground Railroad, through her dramatic journey. Tubman, of course, traveled back and forth from north to south over 19 times, freeing over 300 slaves. Well, I hope it's never too young to get a lesson in true heroism. This can be found via Broadway On Demand, I believe, or check out Cincinnati Children's Theater site. For grown-ups still seeking how lives of color are being depicted around the world, Typical and Him, H-Y-M-N, come from London stages this week. The first is a one-man tale, the second a two-hander. These sound rather harrowing, but most things that have come from London stages this past year have been worthwhile and beautifully done. Him can be found on almeda.co.uk, Typical via sohotheaterondemand.com. And speaking of Black Lives That Matter, my noteworthy theater death of the week was Douglas Turner Ward, who created a company for Black actors, playwrights, and directors, the Negro Ensemble Company. He co-founded in 1967, jolted the New York theater world, established the careers of artists like Denzel Washington, Felicia Rashad, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Charles Fuller. Well, he died last week in 90 during a time of racial unrest and calls for reconciliation, if not reparations. It's fair to say, Jill, that Douglas Turner Ward made real impact.
I think that is, shall we say, an understatement?
Yeah, those are big names. Yeah. Denzel, Felicia, wow.
Right.
And I'm about to say, I wasn't aware of that history of Douglas Turner Ward. It's fascinating.
All right. And do you hear anything? I saw something in the Times which semi-cracked me up about far, far, far off Broadway in Melbourne, but with real people. And I'm just wondering, are you hearing anything yet about people actually coming out to see live performances? Anything happening in Florida, for example? And again, I have, as you know, for months banged on about places that were warmer and open as venues.
Well, I'm in one right now. I'm in California for a few months, and it's very warm here. people are doing some things. They're taking the Fountain Theater is going to take the you know, the parking lot, just like people are doing with just like restaurateurs are doing, but taking streets to put up tables. They're putting up chairs at some theaters out here. Florida may be the same. Australia, it is summer in Australia right now. They certainly got the tennis tournament up from Melbourne. No, I'm not hearing much. You know, it just feels more optimistic right now, obviously because of people getting vaccinated. I even have friends who said they bought plane tickets to fly from here to New York in May. They're hoping something is going to be up, even if it's off or on or whatever, Broadway. So I'm feeling optimism in the air.
So you're seeing people come back to life, basically.
I think so. And certainly out in your area, you're seeing things, it seems like. But, you know, mostly. Most
yeah, but
the
during
work
the, still- do bear in mind that during the summer here, there were things and people were, and again, as with the weather, people extrapolate, you know, it's only what's happening there. So if you are in a place that's been completely locked down and denuded, you assume that every place is like that, whereas I would say 75% of the country at least is not.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wonder. I'm just sort of struck again that I'm curious about the poor choice of words, but the revival of the live situation.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's feeling optimistic. Most of the stuff is still virtual. 99% is still virtual. It's coming from all over the world, which is exciting in a way to be able to see things that are happening around the world that we don't often get to see. But, you know, most of the focus is still on New York and when things are going to open. There's not been one show that I've heard about that's thinking of the spring anymore. Music Man, I think, is back now to the fall. So that's, you know, and I keep saying the struggles for off-Broadway companies, oh boy, they've done beautiful, beautiful work keeping us entertained, but God, they are really going to need support financially. And you know, we need them and they need us.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.